Verdeen Day has been a Detroit firefighter for 29 years. And she says, sure, along the way, there have been a few jerks over the years who didn't think a woman could do this job.
You get some that, oh, these women, and then we had to provide special bathrooms or whatever. I say, no, you don't, because as long as you clean your butt, I'll sit on the same toilet.
But for the most part, you can tell that Day loves these firefighters that she works with, and they love her. She calls them her babies. And when she was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer 5 years ago, she tried to keep it quiet from them. But her husband told them what was going on. And when she showed up to the hospital for her surgery, they were all there, the entire engine house, filling up the waiting room.
They stayed there the whole day. I come out of surgery, the doctor say, let them all in here. They said, are you a celebrity or something? And I was like, no, those are just my babies. They just love me. And I was like, oh, my God. And the doctor said, well, you must feel pretty good.
Right now, Day is in remission, but she's still paying off those medical bills. And she says that since there is no history of breast cancer in her family, she believes that she got it because of her work as a firefighter. Several studies have shown that firefighters do have a higher risk of cancer. They are around so much diesel exhaust, burning chemicals, gases from fire retardants in our furniture and our carpets. And in January, Michigan passed a law creating a fund covering firefighters if they get any of these 10 cancers. Ready? Here we go. Respiratory tract cancer, bladder cancer, skin cancer, brain, kidney, and blood cancer, thyroid, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, lymphatic cancer, but breast cancer is not on it. And Day says that's wrong.
They should cover us regardless. We're part of this workforce.
But because so few firefighters are women, the studies that have been done just haven't had enough data to make any kind of conclusions about breast cancer specifically. And without those studies, the legislature just was not going to cover breast cancer in firefighters, says Mark Dougherty, president of the Michigan Professional Firefighters Union.
While there's hundreds of different types of cancers out there, we could only include 10 at this point because that's the only research we had to support inclusion into the presumptive law.
Yet several other states have much more inclusive laws than Michigan does. They do cover breast cancer specifically, or they just say, hey, if your cancer is linked to what you were exposed to as a firefighter, we will cover it. Meanwhile, there is finally a study looking at female firefighters and breast cancer that's going on right now in San Francisco. It's being done by UC Berkeley researchers. It's the first of its kind. But back in Michigan, there's a bigger problem. The legislature still has not put any money into this fund that they created to cover active firefighters with cancer. Again, Mark Dougherty.
Until we get money in it, we're no further off than we were before. We're fighting right now to get that funding source. We're meeting a lot of resistance in getting that money.
So we called up several of the lawmakers who originally sponsored the bill to see what the holdup was. And they mentioned a lot of things. They mentioned trying to find money to fix the roads. They mentioned the state getting walloped by companies cashing in on tax credits that were given out by both Democrat and Republican governors when the economy was worse off. But until the legislature does find that money, firefighters who are sick, even with cancers that are listed in the law, still are not getting covered. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.